When you hear the words rail freight terminal, what do you think? Pollution? Clattering trains? Thundering lorries? But is that really the case? Well, people living in Radlett have decided they don't want to find out. They've raised thousands to fight a rail freight depot on their doorstep. Well, I'll be talking to them later to hear what their concerns are. But first, I want to find out what it's like to live right next to one. So I'm about to travel north up the M1 to Daventry. Well, people living in the village of Crick there have been neighbours with a rail freight terminal for 14 years. I'm going to meet Parish Council Chairman Danny Tolft and Phil Dunkley, the Vice Chair. We're standing in the churchyard, St Margaret's Church, in the middle of the village.
Can you hear any heavy traffic noise?
I can hear a plane. Can you hear anything else?
We, because we're used to it, can just hear the background hum of the M1.
Yes, that's the only other thing you can hear. So you've got a whopping great big rail freight terminal just the other side of the M1, but you can't hear it at all.
No.
So you were both living here in Crick when they were built?
Indeed, yeah. I've been here since 64 and I've seen all of the development that's taken place.
What was it like when the idea was first mooted and people said this big rail freight's coming to your village or beside your village? How did you both feel, Danny?
Well, I didn't really know what to expect, but then as it went through, and of course people do worry about what's going to happen to their environment, but I have to say it's been nothing like the problems we thought. In fact, we've gained from it. The village has gained a bypass, we've gained work for our youngsters. There are many, many more positives than there are negatives.
But at the time in the 90s, I mean, I'm just thinking of the people down in Radlett at the moment. They've raised thousands of pounds to fight it being built. And here you guys are, just a few miles up the motorway, saying it's not that bad. I mean, did you have all the fears that they've got?
Oh, yes, I think so. And there were many meetings in the village with people expressing their concerns and worries. But I think they've been alleviated. Of course, we've lost some of the fields, but there's plenty more fields around. It does not present that big a problem.
In the early 90s, we were suffering in this village very heavily from traffic. The main road comes through the centre of the village. It is really the lifeline of the village, and there were lorries and more lorries. And the building of the rail freight terminal and the whole complex provided the funds to build a bypass for us. And that has made such an incredible difference to the life in the village that in its own right makes it so much worthwhile.
Well, we've chatted a wee bit about it. Shall we go up there and have a look at it?
Why not?
Okay, so we're now in Durft. We're right inside it, and this is one of the newest sections that's just opened in the last few weeks.
Yes, this is the new Tesco warehouse. Well, it's well over 100,000 square feet. As you can see, there are three rail sidings.
We're right beside the train, and you can in fact hear one. It's a London Midland train going past. Now, in terms of noise levels, and I think that's what people in Radlett probably care about, and
of
pollution
course.
and the problems that arise from something as enormous as where we're standing. I mean, it doesn't feel too noisy, but this was lush grass fields only years ago.
It was agricultural land. This was agricultural land up to 12 months ago. But the railway was here, of course, and the background noise, actually, when we're right on the site, is not significant, is it?